right now, on the Senate side, our initial number was 91.7 million in increase. We've had 300 million in increases since 2017. It's a little bit more conservative number than what the governor came up with or what the House came up with. It's about 2.2%. I think the governor's request was 2.5%. But we also have to factor in the transportation costs of rural communities and some of the other itemized things that we have in there that are not included in that number. But I'm very comfortable in believing that we'll have some resolution to this inside of the 30-day window that we give ourselves each year.